Here are four ways that Satan attacks Christians. Number one is by doubting God's word. Genesis chapter 3 states that the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, yea, hath God said, essentially casting doubt on God's word. The Bible is our most powerful weapon, so if Satan can cause us to doubt it, he can render us useless. Number two is wicked people, also known as reprobates, workers of iniquity, and children of the devil. 2 Thessalonians 3 verse 1 says, finally, brethren, pray for us that the word of the Lord may have free course and be glorified, even as it is with you, that we may be delivered from unreasonable and wicked men, for all men have not faith. Satan's pawns can't stop us from doing God's work, but they can definitely slow us down. Number three is temptation. Luke chapter 4 records Satan tempting Jesus Christ in the wilderness for 40 days and 40 nights. Jesus overcomes him and Satan departs for a season. Lastly, number four is bitterness. 2 Corinthians 2 verse 10 talks about the importance of forgiving one another and states in verse number 11, lest Satan should get an advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices, implying that bitterness is a prime method of his.